going on around here? You know what I mean? But you know what? It always feels like it was only yesterday when we get back on, right?
Everywhere you look, you're slaying it. You know, the book, the new album, Platinum Jubilee, that only feels like yesterday, the tour. And it's been 22 years since Born to Do It dropped. And you're still doing it, man. Not many people can claim that these days.
I've got to say, man, I'm so privileged, blessed that the fact that, you know, careers are one thing. When you start off, no one's talking really career. You're just like, I just want to put songs out there and just hit it. But when you say like 22 years and to be in this position with new music and it being received so well, yeah, I'm just very, very grateful, man.
Well, I'm loving the new album and it's called 22. For me, when I was listening through it, when it dropped, I was like, there's three styles of Craig on there. I kind of feel like I'm getting my whole throwback Craig style of the days of the Slow Jams albums and Hot Joints. And then I'm getting like the Craig that I expect here today. And then I'm kind of getting like a future Craig in there as well. Is that a thing? Is that a fair description?
I love that. I love Hot Joints. That was nice. That
dude,
word,
that. Do you remember those albums?
I remember that. I just remember the terminology. When you said Hot Joints, I was like, yo, that's the kind of thing I would put on my mixtapes when I was making them back in the day.
Yeah.
But there's definitely been such a, it's evolved in such a beautiful way. Like R&B is through and through in my heart. So I'll always go there for slow jams. The TS5 DJ sets has really allowed me to play like the house and garage songs and dance music in my sets. And then the future part of me, I guess, is just being really conscious about what I'm actually saying to people, you know, just like, what is it you want to land in this album? So yeah, you've absolutely nailed it. Like three parts of it.
All right, well, I'm going to put you on a spot then. If somebody was to stream the album right now, what are like the three go-to tracks for you on the album? I've got mine.
Go on. Do you want to go first?
No. You hit me.
Okay. I go Teardrops, which is the opening song on the album.
Yeah.
We'll give you them Fill Me In vibes. I would then go Back to Basics with Gracie on a funky house tip. And then I would take it to Obvious featuring Money Long for just classic R&B.
I was on the same level as you with Back to Basics with Gracie. I thought that was a banger. I really liked Yes with Carmen Reese. It's like some real just cool sound about that. That's the last track on the deluxe version of the album, isn't it?
Oh man, that sweetens me. It's going to sweeten Carmen as well because she's such a talented songwriter. And the fact that I could actually have her voice on this album, she also sings on a song called Gold as well on the album. And wrote the song Best of Me, which uses the Mariah Carey Heartbreaker interpolation.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, so she's just been weaved her way through the album. But the fact you called that song, she's going to be super hyped.
And then I kind of feel like I'm getting a bit obvious, but My Heart's Been Waiting For You. I just, do you know that track Loud on a Friday night when we spun it on Floor Fillers and stuff? That it's just a total banger.
Appreciate you. Duval came through correct. I got so much love for him and the way in which, like, with the Disciple stuff, but then to do his own solo career and then to have literally one of the early songs from him on his solo journey. And he nailed it on that too. So yeah, big tune for Friday, for a weekend tip. You know what I mean?
So, do you know, it's not surprising when you dropped as many albums as you have, the book was to follow.
Yes, my man.
I've got it here.
Literally. Have you got it in front of you?
I've got it here. Oh, what's your vibe? It's here. I won't lie. I'm the slowest reader, Craig, honestly.
Nice, man. Take your time with books.
It's called What's Your Vibe? Feel free to tell me where to go. But why did you decide you want to do a book?
I just felt like, I don't know, the memoir thing of like of telling people about things that you were doing or you did. I just felt like there would be someone else that they could do an unlicensed version and would know more intrinsically about everything than I would. But I just felt like at this part in my life, I was like, you know what, a book right now, especially because it happened sort of right at the same time as when we were going through the pandemic and lockdown, I had time to write down and really go underneath the hood and just like be like, let me be unfiltered about some of the ways I was feeling on some of those earlier tracks or how I was in my life or what I went through in this. And then more importantly, can I write a book that will resonate and help people and everyone be like, oh man, I didn't know that you went through that. I'm going through that. And how did you deal with it? And I felt like it would connect us on a much greater scale than just being, oh, an artist who puts music out and, you know, he's got a song out and he's got a new single. And I just felt like it just gives a bit more context to everything.
And Joe, what I love about it is, only as I say, the parts that I've got through so far, is that I'm not a superstar DJ, MC, producer, and artist, but there are like loads of things that you talk about from the days of, you know, being in Southampton right the way through to today, the good stuff and the obvious, you know, we don't need to go into it, the not so good stuff. But there's loads of things that you can associate and kind of go, do you know what, I've been in that situation myself as well.
yeah, I'm really glad that that's the feeling that you're getting from it, because it's called What's Your Vibe, because I just want people to lean into how do you feel. And you know when something lands, when like, and just to revert back, like what you're doing on the radio is amazing. Like you're the voice to people. People trusting when they hear your voice, and then you're being able to take music from people and play that out to an audience of people who it would change their life in a multitude of ways. So you're as part of the whole process. But when we connect as human beings, I just feel it's so empowering when people just say, you know what? I know how you feel, and there's no role to role. It's not I'm a musician and you're this and I do. We're just human beings going through it, and let's talk about it. And I think that's really been empowering for me.
So what have people said has been like the biggest revelation for them? I mean, that's probably going to come from a deeper place with your family and friends. But have anybody kind of gone, wow, I didn't know that you were going through that, or I read this in a book, you know, I didn't know about this?
I'd say that it's, I mean, there's so many things I touch upon. Like I touch upon bullying, I touch upon depression, there's being a people pleaser, not having the ability to say no, and just leaning and always saying yes when you didn't feel that way, not having good boundaries. I always use, and the boundaries is one that a lot of people really felt, the metaphor I use for that, they related to. So like, if you didn't have a fence between two houses and someone comes from their garden and just walks into your garden and tramples over all your flowers and sits at your table where you put out to have your little coffee, you're going to be like, whoa, what's going on here, my man?
Yeah,
And it's something that unless you put a fence or a boundary up, no one really knows where they stand. And I think a lot of us has very shaky boundaries. So people then will encroach on it because you haven't established them very well. And I think when I broke it down in the book, people really related to that and said, oh, I see what you mean now. I actually need to know how to do that. And I hope that lands too, you know?
And you know what? Genuinely, even to this day, and I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, I get excited when one of your team, Stacey, she'll rock up to KMFM. She'll be like, hey, do you want to hear some new Craig David? And whenever that comes up, whenever that sentence comes from Stacey's mouth, we're like, yes. And to this, I'm sat in the same studio where she went, oh, I don't know if I can play you this. Do you want to hear the new Craig David and Bastille track? And I remember sitting here thinking, that sounds so different. But, you know, Craig David just makes it work. And I think that's why you were on the Queen's Jubilee Pie, because you're a national treasure, dude. And it's been amazing to see and grow up with your music as well. From the Pure Garage days of buying those albums. I remember them. In fact, one of my mates borrowed my Pure Garage albums and never returned them. And I remember hearing the Artful Dodger stuff on there right the way through to the What's Your Flavor, to the Cigala track, and to now this 22 album as well. It's awesome to have Craig David on the radio, and even more amazing to say that you're also going to be a presenter for us for 2 days on a Pop Anthem special just before Christmas as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, man, like, it means so much to be saying that to me. And I know how amazing like Stacey's been all throughout my career as well, like playing stuff and that relationship you have with her. So shout out to Stacey.
Yeah, big ups.
But to everyone across the board, and just what you're saying, like this connection that we've got makes relationships really nourished for me. It's like, wow, we've been in this a long time, man, and let's keep that going, because do you know what I mean? Music is what we do, you know, or the job role is what we do, but actually having really good connections and good relationships is everything. So the when I do the little Christmas breakdown, takeover, give you some tunes, I've got some vibes for the people too, though. Oh, I got you.
All right, okay. Well, look, let's let you get out of here. Craig David, everybody. Thank you so much, Craig.
My love, man. I appreciate you, man.